What I want to talk about today is being children of Abraham. To get a little bit of background, let's look at Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3. Here is the first time that God made a promise to Abraham. And all these verses I'll be reading will be from the American Standard Version. Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3. Now Jehovah said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto the land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and be thou a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and him that curseth thee will I curse. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And that's the main focus I want to spend today, is on that last phrase, in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Also over in Romans, the fourth chapter, verse 16. Here Paul says, For this cause is of faith, that it may be according to grace, to that the end that the promise may be sure to all the seed. The promise he's talking about is this promise that we just looked at. To the end that the promise may be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, which is speaking of the Jews, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Now, if Abraham is the father of us all, then that makes us his children. So who is he talking about? Who then are the children of Abraham? Well, the first thing that comes to mind is, well, is it physical? Is it the physical descendants of Abraham? Is it the Jews? Well, in a sense, yes, they are the children of Abraham. But that's not who, but Paul in Romans 4 says that it's more than that. Because he says, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham. And he says prior to that is to all the seed. And we looked at that a minute ago. So it's not just the physical Jew that is a child of Abraham. But being a physical descendant of Abraham is not enough to be the true child of Abraham. In Romans 9, verses 6 through 7, he says, But it is not as though the word of God hath come to naught. For they are not all Israel that are of Israel. Neither because they are Abraham's seed are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. So here Paul makes the point that not all Israel are of Israel. So there's a different sense in which there's two different senses of Israel here, a physical sense and a spiritual sense. And that's what we want to look at here. The children of Abraham are the spiritual children of Abraham. In Romans 2, verses 28 and 29, it says, For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward of in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, that is in the spiritual sense. A true child of Abraham is not a physical child of Abraham. It is a spiritual child of Abraham. And also in Romans 4 in verse 11 says, And when he received the sign of circumcision, talking about Abraham here, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while he was in uncircumcision, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be in uncircumcision, that righteousness might be reckoned unto them. So here he says that Abraham is the father of all who believe, whether they are Jew or Gentile. And that's his point there. Now, to be a spiritual child of Abraham, we must have the faith of Abraham. That's what he's just alluded to here in Romans 4. The father of all who believe. We have to have the faith of Abraham to be a child of Abraham. Galatians 3, verses 7 through 9, says, Know therefore that they that are of faith, the same are sons of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all the nations be blessed. So then they that are of faith are blessed with the faithful Abraham. This is a key passage here, because here it links that promise that was made to Abraham to all people, all, whether it's Jew or Gentile, and it's by faith that we are sons of Abraham. He makes that point very clear, that by faith we are sons of Abraham. And that's how we are justified. And examples of Abraham's faith is he had an obedient faith. What wasn't just a faith that says, yeah, I believe in God, and left it at that. His faith was an obedient faith, and that caused him to act according to God's word, according to what God had told him. In Genesis 12, verse 1, now Jehovah said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto the land that I will show you. He did that. In Hebrews 11, verse 8, says, by faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed to go out unto a place which he was to receive for an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. So here we see one instance of Abraham's faith causing him to act. It was an obedient faith. God told him to leave his country where he was to a land he would show him, and he went. That shows the faith of Abraham. He didn't know where he was going. He had no idea where he was going. He just knew that God told him to go, and he went. Also, we see in Hebrews 11, verse 17, says, by faith Abraham, being tried, offered up Isaac. Yea, he that had gladly received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. Here's another instance of Abraham showing his faith in God, because God had told him prior to this that he would have a son, and that his son would receive the promises. He would, you know, God had told Abraham he would be the father of a great nation, and it would come through Isaac. And now God tells him to offer up his only son. What does Abraham do? He does it. He goes. And he goes to the point where in his mind he already sacrificed Isaac. In James 2, verses 21 and 22, says, was not Abraham my father justified by works, in that he offered up Isaac his son upon the altar? Thou seest that faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. So here we see that connection with faith and works. It is an obedient faith that we see in Abraham. He offered up his son, and because God told him to do that. We also see that he had an unwavering faith. Romans 4, verses 20 and 21 says, yet looking unto the promise of God, he wavered not through unbelief, but waxed strong through faith, giving glory to God, and being fully assured that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. So Abraham's faith did not waver. We see through the life of Abraham, his faith grew from the initial point of God calling him to offering up his son, and in several instances there, but it never wavered. It grew. It only grew. It never wavered. We also see that his faith was reckoned or accounted for righteousness. In Romans 4:22, the very next verse, it says, wherefore also it was reckoned unto him for righteousness. And all, going back to Genesis 15, verses 5 through 6, it says, and he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and number the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. And he believed in Jehovah, and he reckoned it to him for righteousness. So here we see that God accounted or reckoned Abraham's faith for righteousness. Didn't mean Abraham was perfect. We see through the life of Abraham, he messed up a couple of times, wasn't totally truthful about his wife a couple of times, but his faith was always there. It never wavered, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And we see back in James 2, verses 22 and 23 again, he says, in verse 23, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. So, we see here the faith of Abraham showed itself in many ways. But we have to have that same faith in order to be a child of Abraham. And to be that child, we must follow his example. In John 8, verse 39 says, they answered and said unto him, our father is Abraham. Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. So here Jesus is talking to the Jewish leaders here, and they're saying, well, our father is Abraham, relying on that physical relationship. But Jesus says, if you are Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. Here showing that to be a true child of Abraham, you have to be like Abraham. Follow his example. Do what he did. So, in order for us to follow his example, when God calls us, we must obey. Now, today, he doesn't call us like he did Abraham, but he calls us today through the gospel. In 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 13 and 14, it says, but we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, for that God chose you from the beginning unto salvation in sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you through our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So here we see that to answer God's call, we have to look to the gospel. It is through that gospel that God calls us today. Well, what does he call us to do? He calls us, first of all, to believe in Jesus. In John 6, verse 29, Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him who he hath sent. And Romans 4, verses 23 and 24, says, now it was not written for his sake alone that it was reckoned unto him. This is talking about God reckoning Abraham's faith for righteousness. But 24, but for our sake also, unto whom it shall be reckoned, who believe on him that raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. So here we see that we believe on God. We believe that Jesus was raised from the dead, that will be accounted to us for righteousness in like manner. Also, he calls us to be baptized into Christ. In Galatians 3, verses 26 through 27, and then down in verse 29, says, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ. Now in verse 29, and if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, heirs according to the promise. So here we see there that to be heirs according to the promise, that promise that God made to Abraham, that in him and in his seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. That if we are Christ, then we are Abraham's seed. We are sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus, and we are baptized into Christ. He calls us out of the world. In 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14 and in verse 17. Verse 14 says, be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. What fellowship have righteousness and iniquity? Or what communion hath light with darkness? And down in verse 17 he says, wherefore come ye out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. So here we see that we are to come out of the world. We are to be separate from the world. Just as Abraham was called out of his country to go to another country that he didn't know, we are called out of the world. And we are called to be separate from the world. Also, God calls us to put him first. Matthew 10, verse 37, He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. So here we see that God must come first in our lives. If we put anything else before him, we will not be children of Abraham, because what did Abraham do? Abraham put God first when he went as far to sacrifice his only son. He did what Jesus was saying right here. He did not love son or daughter more than him. He loved God first. That's what we must do. We must put him first above all else. God also calls us to be holy. In 1 Peter 1:15-16, but like as he who called you is holy, be yourselves also holy in all manner of living, because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. God calls us to be holy. That means to be separate, to be sanctified. And he calls us to do that, just as he did, in a sense, to Abraham. Not specific words, but he did call Abraham to do that, because he told Abraham to separate himself from his family to another country he would show him. God also calls us to be humble. In Philippians 2:2-4, it says, make full my joy that you be of the same mind, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Do nothing through faction or through vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, each counting other better than himself, not looking each of you to his own things, but each of you also to the things of others. So here we see that God calls us to be humble as well. There are other things that God calls us to do. God calls us to do lots of things. We have to have the faith of Abraham to do what God calls us to do, to be the kind of people he wants us to be. And when we are children of Abraham, then we are heirs to the promise that God made to Abraham. We are heirs to that promise. And again, in Galatians 3:29, it says, and if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, heirs according to promise. Also in Titus 3:7, that being justified by his grace, we might be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And then Hebrews 6:13-17, for when God made promise to Abraham, since he could swear by none greater, he swear by himself, wherein God, being minded to show more abundantly unto the heirs of the promise the immutability of his counsel, interposed with an oath. So if we are children of Abraham, we are heirs to the promise. And that promise ultimately means a life with God in heaven. So we need to ask ourselves, are we true children of Abraham? We may not be physical children of Abraham, but that's not what really counts. What really counts is if we are true children of Abraham, do we have the faith of Abraham? And that shows up in so many ways. We have to do what God says. We have to put him first in all things and do what he says. If there's anyone here who has not been obedient initially to the commands of God, to believe in Jesus, to be baptized, then you're not an heir of the promise. You're not a child of God, of Abraham. You're not a child of God. If you've done that, have you really become a child of Abraham, having the faith of Abraham? Has your faith wavered? Abraham's never wavered. If your faith has wavered, you need to come back to him. Have the faith of Abraham. Do what he asks you to do. Be obedient to his will. Be holy. And separate yourself from the world. Don't become part of the world. If you're subject to the invitation this morning, we ask you all to come, and as we stand and sing.